Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inspiration Nation, your destination for inspiration, with your host, Teresa Morrow, the author's cheerleader. Inspiration Nation shares inspiration from the world of words and is the place where connection comes from life experience and personal stories. Inspiration Nation Radio is proud to bring you authors, writers, speakers, and leaders from different walks of life to empower and inspire you to live from your best self. Inspiration Nation, your destination for inspiration. And now, welcome to the show with your host, Teresa Morrow, the author's cheerleader.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Inspiration Nation. I am your host, Teresa Morrow, and I'm so happy and appreciative that you all have joined us today. Today I have with me Colleen Jace. I believe that's how you pronounce your last name.
Yes, that's correct.
And we're going to be talking about her book, Into the Slipstream. Hi, Colleen. How are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you so much, Teresa. And I thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a joy. And you know, your book, Into the Slipstream, had a good, lovely effect on me. It's empowering. It's inspiring. It's very real, the way that you put it together, and I really enjoyed it. It's different, and I like that. It's very personal. I enjoyed it very much. So I am honored to have you on the show. I really am honored to have you on the show.
Thank you.
When reading the stories and reading the book, this book came from a various amount of life experiences and events that happened to you. And I believe that, you know, that's what the show is about. The show is about sharing those life experiences, because I think we all gain something when we hear each other's stories. Can you share some of the experiences that brought this book together for the listeners?
Of course. And what you had just said, I agree with that wholeheartedly. It's really the stories of people and the connections those stories bring between people that I find inspiring. I did go through a series of very difficult deaths in my life, all right around the same period of time. And it was pretty devastating. I didn't really understand what to do or how to deal with that at the time. So I kind of just put it away and, you know, kind of squashed it all down. And I started doing, how can I put this? I took a course, art and healing course. And I started to access some of these feelings through my photography, my artwork, and my writing, something I've been doing for many, 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 many years. I have a degree in visual design and photography, so art has been a part of my life. And as I started to put together, I guess, the collection of some of this work that I had been, that had been coming through after this very devastating time in my life, the stack of work started to grow. And as friends and family looked at some of this writing, photography, and artwork, they became inspired by it in a way I hadn't really anticipated, because it wasn't dark and it wasn't about pain. It was about inspiration and emotional uplifting and how to move through some of those dark places in our life to look out the window and see the flowers, basically. And that basically, I guess, is the inspiration for what motivated me to put this collection together.
Well, it's really beautiful and well done, and I want to talk about, you know, your book is different, and I, like I said before, I like that because it speaks to who you are, and I like it because you do collaborate it as a collection between writing and artwork and pictures and images. And I think that's really neat. I have not seen, I don't think, to that extent in a book before, and I just thought that that was really beautifully done.
Thank you. And that's an important concept for me, is that one thing I do understand about, not only about myself, but, you know, even my kids and people that I know, is that people react to things differently. There are some people that can read things and they understand things. And there are other people I know that are visual people. When they see something, they say, oh, yeah, I understand that. And there are other people that, you know, need the combination of those things. I'm a visual person. So if I'm walking down the street and some little quirky thing catches my eye, it'll take me somewhere else. It'll remind me of something else, and I can make kind of interesting connections in my mind. Somebody else may do that through a piece of poetry they may read or something else. So when I was doing what I'm doing, putting my artwork and my words together, it's very authentic in who I am and how I see the world, but it's not unusual. Because I think most people, they see the world in a combination of ways, through sensory visual things, as well as being able to read and feel things that way. So, yes, it is a different type of a book, but that's the authentic part of the book.
Exactly. And that's what I liked about it, because I was like, this is the essence. It seems when you were bringing out your essence, I felt, in the way that you did the book, and that's what, to me, what makes it unique, and it makes it yours. And that's one of the things I love about being an author and a writer, that we can bring those qualities and those talents and those unique abilities to what we do, and we put our own spin and twist on it, and then it makes it our own, and I like that about your book. One thing I wanted to have you share with the listeners, too, is I love the title of the book. And you say in the book, your life can be in the slipstream if you understand that change in your life are nothing more than like a navigation system, writing your course to the purpose of your life, not of life, but of your life. Can you explain more about that, Colleen?
Well, the concept of into the slipstream and the word slipstream has fascinated me for so many years. The whole idea of like the jet stream or the slipstream, where there's an invisible current of just energy out there, where birds jump in and they can, you know, glide for miles and. People use that word slipstream in different analogies and even right into the stock market. But I liked it because, you know, we can step into what I call, you know, that nexus or that slipstream of your life where things can move easily. And when I put, you know, the concepts for the book together and thought about the title, like I'm like, well, yes, that's the right title, because the slipstream is a real thing in my mind. Did that answer your question, or was there another part that I'm missing?
No, okay. I think that's perfect, because I just wanted to, you know, it's an interesting title, and I thought, okay, if we could, you know, further understand what for you brought that upon to choose that title? You know, because as, again, as writers, you know, creative people, at least for myself and I hope for others too, it's always interesting the words that we choose.
Well, do you remember one of those Star Trek movies years and years ago, 10 years, 15 years ago, they talked about the Nexus, the invisible energy, and that has always fascinated me. So I think all of humanity understands some concept of invisible energy around us that is important. And my cue on that is slipstream.
That's awesome. That's perfect. That's exactly what I was. Yeah, it just fascinated, you know, me, and I hope, you know, the listeners were. It might be a curious thing that they might wanted to know to how that came about. So that's why I had asked the question. But I also wanted to share a little bit with the listeners a couple of pieces from the book, if I may.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. So this is a short poem, but these are a couple of things that really stuck out to me. Contrast moves us to brilliance in thought and action. Use the dark to reflect the light. Anger to honor joy. The cluttered confusion to see serenity. Hold close fear and watch it fade away. I wanted to ask you for that one. Was there something in particular that inspired that, or someone maybe?
Well, for me, I hate to use, you know, concepts that maybe have been used over and over again, but it's the yin and yang of life, and it's the positive and negative, it's the dark and light, and it's the contrast. If you have never experienced the dark, how can you really fully understand what the light means? And when I write, I'm not really editing too much of my writing. These are emotional impressions, and what I'm hoping is that, yeah, somebody will know, oh yeah, that really, you know, awful time in my life when, you know, we didn't have enough money, really now I can appreciate going to the grocery store and pulling out that card and just knowing I can get whatever I need. You understand the positive because you've been through the negative. And without the negative part of your life, there really is no true growth and something to be able to set a benchmark against. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the reasons why I had picked that one. It did speak to me directly. And you're right. I totally agree with you. When you have been through some difficult things in your life and then it turns around, you are able to appreciate more fully, I think, the really good because you've been on the other side of it.
Absolutely. And I wish I could say that that nobody's going to experience the really, you know, hard things in life, but that's just not the reality of humanity. We have to have both. And the sooner we accept that that's really part of this whole being human thing, then life becomes, you know, not quite as scary.
And I wanted to offer to the listeners, you guys, please call in during the conversation if you want. The number to call is 773-897-6387. And you can share something, you know, that's going on for you, or ask Colleen a question if you want. I wanted to read one more thing, if I may.
Sure.
Okay, here's another one that I that I, and it's a poem, but it had a picture with it, and the picture, you had so many beautiful pictures and images and artwork. Oh my gosh, you guys have got to get this book. It's really beautifully done, and it really does speak to who she is and what she's about in the essence. It's really gorgeous. This picture was of a beach scene, and here's the poem. You can hear, look up, and see what is said. In the wind, the air, nature is speaking, and flow. Take your place amid the current. I got goosebumps as I read that. Very, very beautiful.
Thank you. And I know that passage, and that passage and that photograph is on a spread of pages with photographs that have to do with clouds and actually the shaping of sand because of the wind and because of the air. And what I guess I'm trying to say is that you're not, you know, if you take away the perceptions that we have of seeing things or feeling things, then you can change the way you see things. As you're standing there and you're looking at clouds, you can breathe the clouds. It's not just a matter of seeing the clouds. It becomes part of your body. And I guess that's just all about changing your perception about what hearing is, what seeing is, what feeling is, and mixing that up to help change the way you think or to help change and help maybe something painful move through you. Clouds change in many different ways. And the analogy for me, I mean, I take a lot of pictures of clouds. I look at clouds all the time. When I go to the beach, I look at the patterns in the sand, and those are formed by the wind. But I think about the wind, and I think about the air that has moved that sand. When I watch the clouds, I know that those shapes and those sculptures are being moved by the air. It's just, you know, something that I'm drawn to.
It's interesting that you say that to me because I take a lot of pictures of clouds, too.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yes. And of the sky. I don't know what it is. And so when you said that, I was like, I do the same thing. And sometimes I think, boy, I take a lot of pictures of clouds. You know, does that say something? But I do, because they do make interesting shapes and forms, and they're so magnificent sometimes. It's, like, so beautiful, the way that they get formed and stuff. It's just really neat.
It's incredible. It's absolutely an incredible thing that we get to view for free every single day. And if you want to throw the other part of that in there, we get a sunset and we get a sunrise that adds dimension and color and just this spectacular array of everything. So I'm happy to meet somebody, a fellow traveler, cloud traveler. Okay.
Is there a cloud traveler? Oh, I have to. That's a good one. So telling me, I like that a lot.
Yeah, we're cloud travelers. Yes, definitely.
I wanted to allow you also, if you would honor us with one of your pieces from the book that you'd like to share with the listeners.
Okay, you know, that's such an interesting question because, you know, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, what's the best thing I can possibly, you know, read? Oh, my God, oh, my gosh. But, yeah. However, I just let go of all of that, and I opened the book up, and a page opened, and I said, well, that's the one, okay?
There you
we'll
go.
Just do that one. It wouldn't matter. But this one in particular, just it does resonate with me, so... I will read it. What does a boat do when its anchor breaks? Who or what is your anchor? I know what happens because it happened to me. The anchor that held me steady in the storm broke away forever. So I had to ask, am I adrift? Or am I now navigating on the sea as I was meant to? Am I swimming, floating, trusting the currents? Do I have a way to right myself? Or am I already righted, flowing in the direction of my life? Yes, I am. That's the passage. I chose that passage. I remember writing that passage, and I remember having a negative reaction to what an anchor was at one point in my life. It's something that's going to hold you down, and, you know, well, that changed, you know, was when all this crazy stuff happened in my life, and an anchor became a very different metaphor for me, and what it was something that held me steady. However, we just have to accept that life is bigger than what we think it is. And if you have the trust that you are flowing with the current of life and that you are navigating as you should be navigating, that trust will come back to you tenfold. My life felt very complete, you know, before I lost my husband, my mother, my father, and all of the other people and things that were happening at that time. But then it had to change. And I felt like I was drifting. However, I found that I was moving in the direction I needed to be. And 6 years ago, if you would have told me that I would be talking about a book I wrote, I would have thought you would have been crazy. So I'm trusting now that I am flowing in the direction that I need to flow.
That's really beautiful. And I have to say, as you were reading that, I was thinking about my mom. She had passed actually last June. And so when you said that, it brought up a memory of her. So I appreciate that.
Thank you. And I'm hoping that it was a wonderful memory and something that connected you to her. And I get that. Every page I turn to, I can connect to something. And that's my hope, that for someone else reading this book, they're going to look at this and say, oh, yes, I remember. Or what about that possibility? And sometimes it happens through words, and sometimes it happens through images.
So very true. And it's just wonderful what you've been able to put together in this book into the slipstream. And I wanted to give you the opportunity to share with the listeners where they can find out about the book, where they can purchase the book.
Well, the Transformation Publishing is the wonderful group that helped me put this together, and the book is available from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and directly through the Transformation Publishing site. This coming weekend there in Venice, there will be a author and writers, I guess, they're calling it a festival. There'll be about 40 local authors there that will be selling their books and signing books, and there's writing, you know, I don't know. They have a lot of different events. But I will be there. I have books for sale at that time, so it could be picked up at that time. I have my website isn't complete, but it will be shortly, and you'll be able to link through that to purchase the book I have my email address where I will, people email me, how can I get a copy of the book? They send me, you know, their information, and I can get a book to them that way. So very easily, it's you know, for a lot of people, it's Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's wonderful. I encourage the listeners to go and pick up a copy of this book, Into the Slipstream. It's very inspirational and very heartwarming, very real, and very beautiful all put together because as a fellow poet and a cloud traveler, I do appreciate the beautiness of this book that Colleen has put together. And right before we go, is there anything else that you would like to share with the listeners, whether it's something coming up that you're doing? You had mentioned the book Writers and Authors Festival, but is there anything else that you'll be doing in the near future that you wanted to share? Or?
Well, you know, it's just one other thing. I do something. I'm actually a jewelry designer as well. And for many years, I've been collecting these rocks from the beach that are shaped like hearts. I mean, I mentioned it briefly in my book, but what I have done now is taken the heart rocks to make them into necklaces. And these heart rocks, these beautiful pieces of nature, as I had been collecting them through the years, they represent, every time I found a heart rock, it was like, oh, somebody from the other side is talking to me. And I've collected so many, it was time to share them with the rest of the world. And I knew when the book came out, there needed to be something else that maybe somebody wanted to hold on to, that they maybe they could wear this. And they're called Nokomis hearts, and they were born out of, you know, connecting with loved ones in spirit. And now they've just grown to be so much more. So I do sell them locally. I will be, you know, on my site mentioning them, and I do mention in the book about collecting hearts and seeing hearts in nature, you know. So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that, you know, next time you're on the beach and you're walking, look down at your feet and look for one of those beautiful heart rocks, because we have them in our area here more than almost anywhere else in the country. And I don't know why, but they're here.
That's so awesome. That sounds really pretty.
Yeah, I'll have a little bit of information with me on Saturday about the heart rocks, but they kind of go hand in hand with the book. So,
and you
yeah.
said the festival or this thing that's happening in Venice. Where exactly is that? So maybe
it's,
you know, some people, the listeners, want to come.
It is in Centennial Park on every Saturday morning in Venice. They have a farmers market on Tampa Avenue. Adjacent to Tampa Avenue is a gazebo that is part of Centennial Park, and that area will have, as I said, about 40 authors set up for this event from, I believe, about 10 to 2. So you can buy some beautiful tomatoes, I think, and then come over and get a book, okay? So they're going to have it all.
That's awesome. And you had mentioned about your website. It's under construction right now, but I wanted to see if, when it's done, where can people go to?
I'm actually having a gentleman help me complete this. And once my web page gets complete, on my Facebook page, I have my Slipstream business page, and it will be able to direct people as to how to then access my website.
Oh, that's perfect. So people can also connect with you on Facebook as well.
Absolutely. You know, my I will have a blog site there. That it's all going to happen within the next 30 days. So we're launching.
Yay! Well, it has been a wonderful honor to have you on the show, Colleen. I really have enjoyed talking with you, and you are really an inspiration with your writing and your images and the poetry. The book is lovely, and I encourage listeners to, like I said, go check it out. And if you're around Venice or you want to go there this weekend, check out and meet Colleen and some of the other local writers and authors and be at this festival. And as always, listeners, I would love you to remember, be the inspiration you wish to see in the world. Thank you all for being here for another edition of Inspiration Nation. Thanks, Colleen.
Thanks so much.
Everyone,
thank you so very much.
Have a great day.
All right, you too.